And right now it is time to take five for your community. And this morning I'm very pleased to be joined by Lawrenceville Mayor Don Wagner. Mayor, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Alvin.
Appreciate you joining us this morning. Had a nice weekend. You said you caught a fish.
Yes, I caught a fish.
Yeah, of course. That's always what we want to hear from when you show up here on that Monday morning. So before we get to the city council, you were talking about, of course, the big sewer project starts this week. And, of course, folks need to be aware.
Yes, well, hopefully they're going to start Wednesday. It all depends on the flooding, how bad it is. But I want to ask the people south of State Street and between 3rd and 7th Street to bear with us for the next month or so, because there'll be a lot of inconvenience that we're relining the sewers and manholes, and maybe have to make a little detour now and then. Just be careful and watch what the gentlemen are asking you to do, and we'll get this project done. It'll behoove the entire city. It'll help with the flooding. So this is a big project. It's over $500,000, and we're looking forward to getting it done finally after a
year. Yeah, much needed project. So that's good. It's going to be starting this week, we hope, anyway. All right, so the city council met last week, and, of course, the big thing was the approval of the zoning change so they could tear down the mock one and they'll build a new one.
Yes, and that property that the zoning board and the council allowed was just to kind of finish out the rectangular shape of their property. They're not going to use much of it. It's going to be mostly a green space. But this is going to allow Meyer Oil Company in the near future, hopefully this next year, to tear down the old building, put in a new building. It'll have more things going on. They're going to take out all the concrete that's there now, remove the tanks. They're going to take out all the car wash except the automatic. They'll leave it. So it's a major project. It's over a $5 million project. So we're looking forward to that business improving and staying in our city.
Right. So look forward to that. So probably it won't be too long before they start work on that.
Well, they hope to start in the spring, and if the weather cooperates, they should get done before the end of the year. If it doesn't, they could be shut down for a while.
Yeah.
They could be, he said, as much as maybe 3 or 4 months. He's hoping not to, but it depends on the weather.
Like you said, it's a big project, so we look forward to that. City Council is preparing an ordinance about the marijuana dispensaries or the potential of marijuana dispensaries. Is that pretty much just what you talked about last meeting, the vote? Or?
Well, we're asked the lawyer, our lawyer, city attorney, Mr. Neal, to come up with an ordinance so we can approve having the tax, the city tax, if there is a dispensary put in. We don't anticipate one coming for a year or more, but we have to be ready for when it comes. The rules are changing monthly, so we're having to try to keep up with the rule change on all this.
And I think you probably mentioned this last month. We talked about this. Did you get together with you know, like Jim White and the police department? Or did they get with you and say, hey, this could happen, this is something we need to keep an eye on? Or
the council got together with all departments.
Okay.
We talked to all of them about what could be, what couldn't be, what we need to look at, so on and so forth. There's zoning issues, there's tax issues, there's just a number of issues. So we got to go by what the state says and what we're allowed to do.
Okay. So it wasn't a long meeting, but you got quite a bit done, though, right?
Right. We got two new members on our zoning committee. We got Mrs. Osman and Miss A. Strike. They decided that they would serve on our zoning. We're still looking for one other person. Anybody's interested? Anybody interested in serving on any of the city committees, should contact me. We have some openings on some of our committees, so we're always looking for volunteers for that.
And you're looking at getting a new police car, right?
Well, we're looking at maybe getting one or two or none. It all depends on how it works out financially. That is a big thing to look at on the police department, because we have to stay up to date and we want to keep our equipment as new as possible.
Okay, so keeping busy as usual.
All right. It's not just sit up there and read books as much as people think that's all I do.
Oh, well, no, I would never say that. Kind enough to join us, of course, Lawrenceville Mayor Don Wagner. Mayor, as always, thank you so much.
Well, thank you.